Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Starting with the NFL, the Vikings outlasted the Bears last night, 19-13. Former Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker has been cleared of robbery charges in Florida after the county sheriff's office arrested his alleged victim's attorney, William Dean, and charged him with extortion. Baker had been charged with holding up four men at gunpoint at a barbecue in May, but Dean allegedly told Baker's attorney that his clients would stop cooperating with investigators and change their stories in exchange for over $260,000 each. In college sports news, RPI has canceled its men's and women's winter ice hockey seasons in light of the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, the college in Troy calls the move a difficult decision meant to safeguard the students, faculty, staff, and community from the virus. It's the latest blow to college sports, with COVID-19 cases continuing to rise across the Northeast. With that in mind, the NCAA says it plans to hold the entire 2021 men's college basketball tournament in one location to mitigate the risks of the pandemic. It's in talks with Indianapolis, which was already set to hold the Final Four next year to be the host city. The association says hosting all 68 teams in one place is safer than traveling. It's already relocating early round games that had been scheduled for 13 cities across the country. In the NBA, the Pistons have reportedly agreed to trade Bruce Brown to the Nets for Xanon Musah and a 2021 second-round draft pick. And lastly, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, and Barry Bonds are the leading candidates returning to baseball's Hall of Fame ballot in a year without any favorites among the new names. Schilling was third behind Derek Jeter and Larry Walker with 278 of 397 votes last year. Pitchers Barry Zito, Tim Hudson, Mark Burley, and A.J. Burnett, and outfielder Torrey Hunter are among the top newcomers on the ballot. I'm Jesse King.